Chalk Chat Freestyle for September 10th, 2014, episode 52 of the Dog Days of Podcasting anyway. Way, way higher than that for the rest of us. 6 days left till the move! There are only 6 days left in Appleton. And it looks as though I may be heading back to the Midwest shortly after I leave it. I found out today that I am invited to a conference in Chicago the first week of October. So, as the weather changes here ever so not so subtly, we had a front move through that brought in some rather fall-like weather. And the temperatures went from the highs in the nice mid-70s, maybe low 80s, we'll be seeing highs in the 50s over the next few days. So I have not packed up the sweatshirts, or the sweatpants,
or the jackets,
in some cases. But I'm packing up everything else. It's to the point where I'm packing things that I used to need on a daily basis, but now it's more like I'm packing for a trip. I've set out a set of clothes to get me through to Tuesday, and then I've got another stack of clothes that I will use for the trip. So this is a rather interesting time. What to pack, what not to pack, where to pack it, how to get it. And as the seasons are changing, the apples on the crabapple tree out in front are now red and fruitful and ready to fall. Some of them are already falling on the driveway. That's the tree out in the front of the house that you see on the banner of our Facebook page with the whole family. And that was the last family picture we will have in front of that tree. I don't know if I mentioned this, but when Julie was born, she was born in August. So the following spring, I took a picture of her out in front of that tree with holding Julie as a baby. And we have been taking a picture of the family in front of that tree every year since, as the flowering crabapple flowers. So now that it's kind of appropriate that we're leaving in the fall, that kind of that autumn of our stay here, if you will. Got me thinking. I do have a voicemail, and I can actually play it on this app on the phone. This is kind of fun.
Hey Chuck, this is Mark in Memphis. I was just wondering if maybe on your freestyle podcast, the accidental wrong sound effect at the end of it, after I'm out of here, was a Freudian slip. Have a marvy day. Bye.
He's talking about this one when I push this. Instead of playing the outro theme. Oops. Could have been. It could have been. Never know. Still getting the hang of some of the controls on this application. And where the microphone is in respect to my face. I am using a set of Bose QC15 noise-canceling headphones, and the microphone is on the wire, kind of like you typically see on iPod headphones and things that people are using. So if I leave it hanging down by my neck, it sounds like I'm a mile away. So I'm bringing it a little closer to my mouth in hopes that it'll pick up a little bit better and I don't have to shout so much. But I am in the old studio room and there's nothing in here to break up the sound except the carpet floor. It's bouncing off the walls. I would be going insane if I had to do a podcast in here anymore. So I guess I am still doing a podcast in here anymore. A little bit of personal news. I recently caught up with one of my old childhood buddies who was actually the age of my younger sister. He was 1 year behind me in school, and I don't think I've seen him since the late 70s, 35 years maybe. I remember this guy because there weren't many kids in our neighborhood, at least in the immediate couple of blocks, especially the ones that were my age. And when he moved in, probably 73 or 74, I want to say, across the street from our backyard, we had two lots. So on the city block, we had a front yard and a backyard. And the front yard was facing Ridge Street, and then the back lot, which was eventually sold, was facing Arch Street. Well, he moved in on Arch Street, and Bruce, finally, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, that Facebook's getting better at naming connections, or at least putting up people you may know. Well, his name came up a few weeks ago, and I realized that he lives just down the road from us now. And I said, dude, we have got to get together before I leave. So we tried last week, but schedules got to be a mess. And we tried today. And I said, I will meet you at this Mexican restaurant down the road. I'm in Appleton. He lives in Neenah. And I went down to Neenah, which is about a 15-minute drive, and waited for him and waited for him and waited for him and waited for him. And he never showed up. So a quarter after noon, I headed back and sent him a message on Facebook. Said, hope everything's all right. Sorry I missed you. He doesn't get his Facebook messages during the day. He gets, they go to his phone and he can't take his phone to work because they don't want him on Facebook all day, blah, blah, blah. So he got home, his wife called him and said, you missed a lunch appointment. So we're going to try tomorrow. And fortunately, he may live in Neenah, but he works in Appleton. So he said, hey, can we get together someplace closer to the mall? I said, absolutely. So I picked a place. We're going to go to the Fox River Brewing Company, which is a little microbrew in the mall itself. So hopefully that'll be more apropos to our meeting and catching up, although it's hard to do a lot of catching up over a lunch hour. But I'd like to know what he's doing and how he's doing. Looks like he's got a nice family on Facebook. And I'll get a picture with him, because that's what I'm doing these days, is getting pictures of friends that I hope it's not 35 years before I see this guy again, because I'll be really old. Wait, I'm already really old. I'll keep this one short tonight and talk to you tomorrow. Any other things? Well, yeah, I went to karate. I think I've got two more karates in the bag, Saturday and possibly Monday night, and then that will be it. So, gonna miss that. I think I should bring treats. That's what the college kids do before they go back to school. They bring treats. I'll bring treats, too. And hopefully I'll be back. But if not, I'll be back to the conference in Chicago in October. That's not going to be good weather either. It'll make me appreciate Arizona more if it ever stops raining there. So until next time. See if I can hit these buttons right. Give me a call, 206-222-2428. Talk to you tomorrow, 101.